This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Hour number three brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a, well, it's a lubricant. That is the first thing everybody would think it is. But they've come out with one of the best solvents out there. And, I mean, it will clean everything you want to come off of your gun, and it'll leave everything else alone. It's very discreet. And, of course, the lubricant is also a treatment, which most of the time I use the, I'm cleaning up with the solvent now. I spray, dare I say it, liberally. I spray the solvent all over the place. And then wipe it down, lube it up, put it back together. It's lovely. Check them out at froglube.com. Political violence by the leftists is on the rise, not only in the United States, but in Iceland as well. I touched down in Iceland on my way back to the United States after 3 years in Europe. I was in Reykjavik. I never got off the plane. Looked lovely. Robert Spencer, who has devoted his life to combating global jihad, was poisoned by a political antagonist, or so it would appear. Writing in Front Page magazine, he reports on his brush with assassination. He writes, "Last Thursday, I gave a lecture on the jihad threat at the Grand Hotel in Reykjavik, Iceland. Shortly thereafter, a young Icelandic leftist registered his disapproval of what I said by poisoning me. It happened after the event when my security chief, the organizers of the event, and Jihad Watch writer Christine Williams, who also had been invited to speak, went with me to a local restaurant to celebrate the success of the evening. At this crowded Reykjavik establishment, I was quickly recognized. A young Icelander called me by name, shook my hand, and said he was a big fan. Shortly after that, another citizen of that famously genteel and courteous land also called me by name, shook my hand, and used the derogatory phrase for sex at him. They took this marvelous Icelandic greeting as a cue to leave, but the damage had already been done. About 15 minutes later, when he got back to his hotel room, he began to feel numbness in his feet, in his face, in his hands, in his feet. Goodness. He began to tremble. He writes, "I began trembling and vomiting. My heart was racing dangerously. I spent the night at a Reykjavik hospital." What had happened quickly became clear, and it was soon confirmed by a hospital test. One of those local Icelanders who had approached me, probably the one said he was a big fan, as he was much closer than the other guy, had dropped drugs into his drink. Spencer isn't and doesn't take any kind of any other medication, so there wasn't any other explanation for how those things got into his bloodstream. Several days thereafter, he was very sick, but he did get to Reykjavik's police station and gave them a bigger case than they had seen in a good while. The police official with whom he spoke to took immediate steps to identify and locate the principal suspects and obtain the restaurant surveillance video. Iceland is a very small country. Everybody knows everybody there. And so as it happened, he was quickly able to discover the identity, phone number, and Facebook page of the primary suspect, the young man who claimed to be a big fan. Spencer doesn't intend to call him. The Icelandic police will be contacting him soon enough, if they haven't done so already. Don't expect the mainstream media to look into this. This was an attempted political assassination by the left. That's all it was. That's all it was. Now, for those who think that that kind of a thing happens all the time, well, it doesn't. Assassination is one of those things that doesn't happen very often. Now then, for those leftists who decide to put this grand design and claim it, let's start with this. Coming from an anonymous source, pacifism is merely cowardice masquerading as piety. The paranoid leftist grass eaters, they don't really trust anyone. Here are some comments from somebody who is a federal special agent in Washington, D.C. He writes, just returned from D.C. Nearly every government facility in D.C. and many private facilities as well have walked through magnometers at entrances. Security, more correctly, security theaters, big business in our nation's capital. I'm a senior active duty federal agent. I am cleared top secret, and I routinely fly armed on commercial airlines, and yet I am required to disarm at half the places I go in D.C. Federal special agents are required to disarm upon entering federal buildings. It is beyond infuriating. As you can imagine, in D.C. there is no dearth of protesters, vagrants, derelicts, aggressive panhandlers. It is certainly no place I nor any intelligent person would choose to go unarmed. I was tasked with putting together a security detail on behalf of a visiting dignitary. The federal building across the street from mine, which is on our list of places to visit, does not allow anyone other than certain deputy U.S. marshals to carry weapons inside the building. So he called them to advise that this dignitary's personal security detail would not be relinquishing our weapons. The operator casually replied, "What are you guys worried about? This building is safe." That nonchalant attitude embedded within that reply made it even more important for us all to remain armed at the time we were there. Employing his best diplomatic acumen, he was able to negotiate a one-time special privilege, but their entourage must still be escorted by a deputy U.S. Marshal while they were there. What his purpose was has never been explained. In most of the rest of the country, federal agents and all LEOs routinely go armed everywhere. Even before President Bush signed LEOSA, in 2004, going armed at all times on the part of LEOs was assumed to be an obligation. Sort of went with the profession. Professional courtesy was always extended from one LEO to another, no matter where we were, even prior to 2004. Today, guns, law enforcement, and the Second Amendment are so hated by the leftist politicians and left-leaning bureaucrats, even within certain law enforcement agencies, they've made routinely going armed even more difficult and inconvenient. You know, the sheep don't trust the sheepdog any more than they trust the wolves. The system of government was once characterized by a special trust and confidence was bestowed upon all who serve. Law enforcement, military, staff, NCOs. It was a privilege and a burden. And the people that do it willingly assumed that. Then pretentiously intolerant leftists started denigrating all acts of legitimate self-defense, particularly those involving gunfire, in an attempt to sanctimoniously claim for themselves the moral superiority. So today, paranoia is king. No one trusts anyone, and as a result, all manner of stupid, illogical rules are in place. So whenever you hear, "Don't worry, you're safe here," make sure your pistols are in place. To you who call yourselves men of peace, I say you are not safe without men of action by your side. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
selection of knife armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. I want to apologize for the way I sound. I'm congested, and I'm listening to myself the way I'm pronouncing words, and I realize how bad I sound, and I apologize for that. So please bear with me. It's all of this upstate pollen junk that's in the air. Ann Coulter recently said that she thinks all Trump true believers are petrified, as reported by the Daily Caller's Alex Pfeiffer. Now, Kurt Schlichter, who is at Town Hall, one of the editors, does not think so. He contends that liberals are blinded to the bitter reality of their loss and baffled at our refusal to acknowledge their moral, intellectual, and political superiority, and further that their insanity will keep them from regaining electoral power. And he predicts 18 more months of liberals shrieking about Comey and Russians in the coming Armageddon. And he contends that Democrats, not Trump supporters, should be terrified. The Democrats, along with the media and Team Tinfoil, keep whining about the Russians, Russians, Russians. Trump supporters should encourage the president to keep messing with the liberals. So it pays dividends every time he provokes them to new heights of lunacy. Not convinced by that? Aside from observing Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's tantrum in the Senate sandbox or Senator Elizabeth Warren's plea for partisanship to be set aside so we can all blame the Russians for Trump or Trump for the Russians or something, let's turn to a very delusional leftist pundit. New York Times columnist Lee Siegel, referencing previous liberal threats to flee the country, says, "This time around, though, I'm thinking of living again in Scandinavia more seriously than I have ever before. Something fundamental has changed in America for the worse. It's not just Donald Trump's volatility or the unfitness of his cabinet appointees or his possible collusion with Russia or the certain prospect that everything from health care to quality education will soon be inaccessible to great numbers of Americans. Mr. Trump took the lid off of Pandora's box of anti-democratic forces that have been seething for decades." Might that last sentence include the unhinged Tennessee woman who ran a Republican congressman off the road over his health care vote and wound up screaming and striking the windows of his car? After acknowledging the blessings and opportunities he found in the United States, Mr. Siegel longs for life in Norway, where health care and the world-class higher education are free. But finally, he's going to channel his inner anger over what is being lost. "I want to stay and to stay angry and to funnel that anger into some type of opposition." He's looking to the whistleblowers from the FBI to save us and adds in apparent seriousness that the IRS will deliver Trump's tax returns to the Republic like Moses presenting the stone tablet to the law of the Jewish people. And in a note sure to appeal to, you know, the average person in the American electorate, he concludes, "Every time we laugh at Alec Baldwin's virtuosic consoling parodies of Mr. Trump, we make the president a little more familiar, a little more normal. So though it cuts against the American grain, we have to put the brakes on all this positive thinking. This is no time for American optimism or idealism." So yes, leftists, please, please keep on putting the brakes on American optimism. So are you still not convinced of the electoral folly of these lunatic leftists? Consider the recent Omaha, Nebraska mayor race for the mayor. When reports surfaced that Democratic candidate Heath Mello held pro-life views, Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez decreed that all Democrats should be pro-choice. The Nebraska State Party chair blames the subsequent loss to the Republican incumbent in part on Mr. Perez's statement excluding pro-life individuals from the Democratic Party. As Andrew Kugel at FreeBeacon.com observes, the loss was the latest in a series of electoral defeats for Democrats who have been unable to channel the resistance to President Trump into success at the ballot box. I guess it could be said that there is no resistance against Mr. Trump. President Trump would agree, observing in a Fox News interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro, that he doesn't think obstructionist Democrats can win any more elections unless they start changing their tune. When Judge Jeanine asked the president what his late brother and mentor, Fred, would think, Trump's reply in a very reflective moment was, Fred would be looking down and he would say, keep going, and I would tell you if it were different. See, these guys are, I mean, they're the gift that keeps on giving. Schumer is out there, and, you know, this was a sea change election, okay? This past November was a whole different, this is a whole different dynamic that everybody woke up to November the 9th. This is a moment where there was bipartisanism because Democrats voted for Trump. Union members voted for Trump. Black people voted for Trump. Hispanics voted for Trump. Bipartisanship on display. The problem is that the leftist politicians didn't get that memo. They don't care. They seem to think that everything that worked that you ignored the last time is going to work this time. Everything they put in place that we ignored is going to work this time because we're not going to ignore it this time. So you got Schumer out there saying, when it was Gorsuch as a nominee for the Supreme Court, he was out there saying, this is not a good nominee. He's ransomed, you know, he's held ransom by the very hard right people. And he needs to put a mainstream politician there that we could all get behind. And it was stolen from Merrick Garland. While all along, everybody on both sides of the aisle were saying that Neil Gorsuch is very, very qualified for it. Very qualified for it. And for some reason, Schumer forgot that his old buddy Harry Reid put a whole bunch of this stuff in place. His old buddy Joe Biden put all this stuff in place. We've got it on video, Chuck. I mean, I don't even know why you deny it. Maybe if you just owned up to it. Maybe that would be changing things for you. I don't know. But in any event, you guys haven't got a chance unless something changes. And that something had better be you, because otherwise you don't have a chance. We'll be right back.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we get this, a doctor, a couple of doctors, doctors that are married to each other, were found with their hands bound and their throats slashed in a blood-soaked 1.5 million pound penthouse. I think that's pound or either, yeah, pound. That would be pound there in Britain. According to The Sun, cops discovered British anesthetist Richard Field, 50, and his fiancée Lena Balanas, 38, slain in Boston, U.S., with a message of retribution scrawled on the wall. One of the two doctors killed in a luxury Boston penthouse sent a text to a friend saying, "Gunman in the house," according to BBC News. Field had time to reach his phone and send a text message. That makes it fair to speculate if the outcome would have been different if there had been two gunmen in the house and or a gunwoman in the house, especially since CBS Boston is reporting police found a BB gun or replica gun inside a backpack. With specific information lacking, probability suggests British and Colombian pediatricians, one also working with Harvard Medical School, would not have been proponents of the right to keep and bear arms. In any case, there have been no reports of armed resistance. Instead, indications are the anti-defense admonition to give an attacker what he wants was followed. Curiously, but not unsurprisingly, the UK reports and most mainstream news reports omit significant information about the suspect, Bumpanin Texaria. Most sources, like the Chicago Tribune, are telling us he had recently been released from jail after serving time for larceny. Last June, he passed a note demanding money at a Boston bank. He committed the same crime 2 years earlier, prosecutors said. This guy has been an abusive and parasitic drain for years. So, why is he still here? We need to turn, in order to find this out, we need to turn to what is disparaged by the elite media as the alternative right-wing fake news, like a Monday report on WorldNet Daily, to find out the West African immigrant is a permanent legal resident who, for reasons unknown, had his sentence reduced and was not deported. And no one in government seems to know why. The state defers to the feds, and the feds don't have an answer. If nothing else, that should call attention to the so-called rigorous security screening that we're told that immigrants must go through, how that's possible with no reliable comprehensive records, especially from the third world, never seems to be explained. So two other clear lessons are also once more indisputably illustrated for all willing to see. The police did not arrive in time to save the victims, and the suspect was only stopped because the men who did had guns. Indeed. This is one of these moments where you sit back and look, I get that some people just don't like guns. I get it. My question then becomes, do you like living? Do you like your loved ones living? Is there any way you could sit back? I mean, this whole give them what they want things, ladies, let me ask you a question. I've seen some of the recommendations that have been made to you regarding possible sexual assaults, right? Wet your pants, tell them it's your time of the month, all of this nonsensical stuff. This is all in an effort to try to get him to stop, right? Right? Then, I guess if that doesn't work, then you give him what he wants, right? Which is unthinkable, isn't it? It's unthinkable to think of that. But then, you know, of course you gotta do that. It's, you know, you don't want to be hurt. You know, the dude is committing felonies here. And if you identify him, he's going to go and they catch him. He's going to go away for a long, long time. That possibility does actually exist. It doesn't seem to work out that often around here for repeat offenders. But let's just work in my world just for a second and let's say that's what happens. What's to keep this cat from killing you? When you're out there and you're being told, give them what they want. What if they want to kill you? Where do we stop? Where do we say this is the line we draw? And for this reason, this is why my plan is hyper-violent self-defense. I don't mean just regular violent. I mean hyper-violent self-defense. I mean a wall of lead with maybe 2 inches on either side of it coming down, multiple rounds coming in a little mass that are all going to slam into him within nanoseconds of each other. And if he stops moving, then I will stop shooting. Plain and simple. Why? Why am I so willing to do that? Because I exist without hurting anybody. I exist without doing anything to anyone. Even in my daily life, when I'm going out and I am armed. And I mean, even when I'm armed with my smaller pistols, I have enough ammo out there to, when I'm riding my bike, if I tip over to the right side, I'm just going to keep rolling. I mean, I'm just that right side heavy. Even with that, even with all of that going on, I respect other people. I mean, today I had an incident where I could have very easily gotten angry, but I was carrying a gun. So it is my responsibility to not escalate a situation that does not have to be a deadly force situation. This was not one of them, even though they were giving us looks, even though they thought they were bad boys. No need to take it any further than that. Let them think what they want. Whoever you were, If you had pressed it and if you had decided to go the wrong way, it would have been bad. Thankfully, cooler heads prevail. That's the best way for it to be. Really, truly, that's the best way for it to be. So here we have these two people that have come here to the United States. They've gone to Boston, where, you know, Harvard. Okay, I get it. And they've been murdered in their house. And probably they did not resist, not even a lick. And this guy, it appears he came in with what looked like to be a gun, except it was a BB gun. And that allowed them to get their hands tied, and then that allowed them to get their throats cut. Do they have some sort of higher ground? Because this is not passivism. This is being sheep. Sheeple. This is sitting there and letting this happen. That's what they did. And the world is not well, it's not well off of this happening for them, really. No matter how they felt about guns, they didn't deserve to die that way. Not at all. Makes me angry, the way people will throw their lives away based upon a flawed set of value. Whether they're doing drugs or they just sit back and say, you know, there's a better way than violence. Violence leads to violence. Well, when somebody's coming at you violently, you better be able to meet them with violence because they're not going to listen to your words. You're not going to talk your way out of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Mode. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does.
Check them out at froglube.com. Once this was uttered by Aristotle, excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We do not act rightly because we have virtue and excellence, but rather we have those because we have acted rightly. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Do sleazy people have less of a right to deadly force self-defense than do good people? Technically, the answer to that question is no, but in practical terms, the answer is almost always yes. Personal character of actors, even criminal history, should be considered irrelevant. Indeed, maybe even invisible, as facts are examined by objective investigators, but that is seldom the case. As an example, inner-city drug dealers legitimately employing deadly force when defending themselves against other drug dealers can't expect scant sympathy from local prosecutors nor from juries, and the actual facts of the case will invariably occupy second place behind the issue of character and lifestyle of the accused. Criminal intent or the criminal mind is always easier for investigators and prosecutors to imagine in the case of sleazy miscreants than it is with good people who otherwise have no criminal record. We can argue all day long about that fairness of our system, but that is not the point. And the point is this. We all need to start preparing for our next lethal force event right now. Let me say that again. We all need to start preparing for that next lethal force event right now. And that preparation starts with being a genuinely good, decent, and honorable person. Adopting honesty and integrity as a personal lifestyle. None of us are truly innocent after all. We all have personal baggage, some of which we are surely not proud. But when dishonesty, sleaziness, and casual morals accurately describe your personal lifestyle, it will invariably all come back to haunt you in a host of ways and unfailingly at a very inconvenient time. So, honorable people are experts at minding their own business. We surely don't go about seeking any sort of violent confrontation. We do our best to avoid that, do that as well. Honorable people don't hang out with sleazy reprobates, nor do we hang out in seedy places, particularly late at night. Those people, places, and times we avoid. See that you do that too. Honorable people have a normal appearance. Be that way. Honorable people don't fail the attitude test. We are always courteous and polite. Be courteous and polite. Honorable people realize that professional training is necessary when we decide that going armed represents our best interest. Honorable people don't just wake up one morning and decide to carry a gun. Honorable people don't do evil things, but sometimes we do foolish things simply out of ignorance. Such foolish ignorance may become a real problem when they involve deadly force and subsequent interaction with our criminal justice system. Honorable people are prepared in depth, not just with equipment, not just with a respectable moral foundation, but with solid, relevant training and education. Be that person. A few decades after the Japanese warrior class was officially abolished, in the 1880s, U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt raved about a newly released book entitled Bushido, The Soul of Japan. He bought 5 dozen copies for family and friends. In this slim book, which went on to become an international bestseller, author Nitobe Inazo interprets the samurai code of behavior, how chivalrous men should act in their personal and professional lives. There were those that criticized his work as romanticized yearning for a non-existent age of chivalry. There's no question that his work builds on a 1,000-year-old precept of manhood that originated in chivalrous behavior on the part of some, though certainly not all, samurai. What you may find most enlightening about Bushido is the emphasis on compassion, benevolence, and the other non-martial qualities of true manliness. Number one, rectitude or justice. Bushido refers not only to martial rectitude, but to personal rectitude. That's the strongest virtue of Bushido. That is one's power to decide upon a course of conduct in accordance with reason, without wavering, to die when to die is right, to strike when to strike is right. In other words, make a decision and move on it. Courage. Bushido distinguishes between bravery and courage. Courage is worthy of being counted among virtues. Benevolence or mercy, a man invested with the power to command and the power to kill, was expected to demonstrate equally extraordinary powers of benevolence and mercy. Love, magnanimity and affection for others, sympathy and pity are traits of benevolence, the highest attribute of the human soul. Politeness. Discerning the difference between subservience and politeness can be difficult for casual visitors to Japan, but for a true man, courtesy is rooted in benevolence. Courtesy and good manners have been noticed by every foreign tourist as distinctive Japanese traits. Honesty and sincerity. True samurai, according to the Nitobe, disdain money, believing that men must begrudge money, for riches hinder wisdom. So children of high-ranking samurai were raised to believe that talk about money was a display of poor taste. Honor. Bushido deals with the profession of soldiering. It's equally concerned about non-martial behavior. So the sense of personal honor, a vivid consciousness of personal dignity and worth, was a characteristic of samurai. Loyalty. True men remain loyal to those whom they are indebted to. Loyalty to a superior was the most distinctive virtue of the feudal era. And finally, character and self-control. Bushido teaches that men should behave according to an absolute and unchanging moral standard. The difference between good and evil and between right and wrong are givens, not arguments subject to discussion or justification. And we should all know the difference. But it's a man's obligation to teach his children moral standards through the model of his own behavior. And the first objective of samurai education was to build up righteous character. The subtler faculties of prudence, intelligence, and dialectics were less important. Intellectual superiority was esteemed, but a samurai was essentially a man of action. No historian would argue that Hideyoshi personified the eight virtues of Bushido throughout his life. Like all great men, deep faults paralleled his towering gifts and accomplishments. But by choosing compassion over confrontation and benevolence over belligerence, that is indeed manly. Those lessons today are still just as relevant, just as on point, as they were in the feudal era. The true 21st century man, or woman for that matter, the true pacifist, is not walking around pulling guns on people and talking about who they're going to kill. They're walking around quietly. They make choices. Maybe it would be good if we could go back to that time. But that's not going to happen, so we have to do the best with what we got. So the 21st century pacifist is about as close as we're going to come, which is today's Shaolin monk. Keep up with that as we go about our day. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, please. Never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.